Hey, Pronossos. Another short and sweet message that has come from doing so many awesome interviews with folks and trying to decide how to be able to help improve your life as a shop owner in the best way possible. And I shouldn't just say shop owner. I think it's more business owner in the best way possible. And I wanted to be able to share this concept with you of signal versus noise. We've touched on it a little bit in the past episodes, but I'd like to dig in just for a couple minutes. I'm going to do a quick partner read though, and I'm going to do one sentence each, but I think it's important. Again, these are the folks that are helping support this show every single week, and they care about the industry. They care about the space. And so they are a group of folks that you guys should also support. First up, Stalls. You guys already know stalls.com. You get 20% off your next DTF transfer order if you use the code HUSTLER20 for your equipment, transfers, and support needs. Stalls.com helps you with heat applied products and it helps you profit. Multicraft underscore daddy for over 50 years have been providing the industry with top brands at competitive pricing. You mentioned that Printable Pod, that gets you 10% off your order. Make sure to follow him, DM him, and enter the contest to get PMI tape every single week. Easyway.com. Easyway.com helps reclaiming screens a whole lot easier, but also they're giving away as well $250 every single month, which is really cool. Go to easyway.com/giveaway, put in your info, and enter it. Last but not least, GraphX Source. GraphX offers industry-leading outsourcing options. They plug and play with Printavo and other shop management solutions for SEPs, digitizing, creative art, order management, and back office admin. Plus, they've been doing it for over 50 years, so they are good at what they do, and they have a great team. They have a really great team that helps be able to scale your business. Okay, signal versus noise. So there's a concept that was hard for me to grasp for a long time before, you know, transferring ownership of Printavo, and something that comes up in a lot of the interviews, which is burnout and the feeling of feeling underwhelmed. Now, this isn't a feeling that is always felt, right? I think we all go through seasons, right? There could be a very busy season where we feel just completely stretched thin. And there's other seasons where it's like, all right, what should we spend our time doing a little bit more? We need to dive more into sales or cleaning up, whatever it is. I heard this concept the other day and I thought it related to this. And that is called signal versus noise. That is the concept of when you start your day and you have the 2 to 3 most important things that move the business forward the most that you need to get done over the next 12 hours, that's what's called signal. That is the signal part of the equation. The second part of the equation is noise. Noise is simply everything else that stops you from getting done the things in the signal bucket. So you've got the signal bucket, the most important things that come up for the day, and that could be, I need to reach out to 3 customers and send them personal emails on this. I need to hire a production manager. I need to meet one-on-one with the team to be able to gauge where we're at. I need to fix this process. I need to document these SOPs. Whatever is the most important thing that you feel helps push that business forward, signal. Noise is everything else that comes in, right? Text messages that come in, something's broken, something's popped up, someone walks through the door, a call happens, something's going on at home, things like that. Now, what happens is you have what's called a signal to noise ratio. Everyone has some sort of signal to noise ratio. It could be 50-50, it could be 80-20, it could be 90-10. What you are given and how you work through it to optimize for the most signal week in, week out is what drives down the chances that you experience burnout. So let me reiterate that. When you are most efficient is when your signal to noise ratio is very high, maybe 90-10. When you start experiencing burnout, what is happening is the signal to noise ratio has gotten out of whack, as in, maybe it's 10 to 90. Your signal is 10, your noise is 90. that is something that, you know, someone like a Steve Jobs or, you know, in Elon Musk has been able to really show how they can accomplish work-related tasks, business tasks, and have a 90-20, you know, 90-10, 80-20 ratio, as in they spend 80% of the time working on the most important things in the business. Now, what I think is helpful is at the end of the day, asking myself, what was my signal noise ratio today? And for a while, for a couple of weeks, you know, it could go, I don't know, 30% to 70% or so, right? In a bad direction. But when you start bringing this up, and it's something that we talk about in Fabric a lot, is when you start being able to hold yourself accountable to these things, it actually makes a big difference. And so what I want to leave you with is, you know, when this comes up, if you're checking text or social or, you know, browsing in line or whatever it is and creating noise, how to optimize your signal versus noise ratio and then physically just leave. Once you have completed those things and you have a great signal versus noise ratio, don't screw it up by blowing the last 2 hours of the day. Physically leave. When I think about that, that has given me a better perspective of burnout and when I'm feeling burnt out and why it is, to be able to dive a little bit deeper into it. Hopefully that helps you guys too, to think more about your signal versus noise ratio. All right, Burnousers, again, this is a little bit different of an episode, but I thought it was cool to share some of these concepts. Have a great week. See you in the next one. Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully that was informative. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to hit the bell for notifications if you enjoyed this video. If you enjoy all the stuff we're putting out, it's really helpful. We love to just be able to see it. That means that we're doing a good job. To subscribe, hit the bell for notifications and hit the like button. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.